Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon.
Every Tuesday, we trial a different self-care practice and report back to you on the results.
And on Friday, we are back to explore more from the world of wellness with the latest news, interviews, feedback from our wonderful listeners, and our challenge of the week.
Welcome back to Self-Care Club, the Epilogue Show. Welcome to Friday's Epilogue Show, where we are still celebrating our 300th show. And if you want to know why Nicole is still laughing, it's because she's...
We got the giggles before we came on.
It's because she has noted that I've got my period, which is true. And she asked if I was coming back to her house afterwards. And I said yes. And she said, maybe you should go home, which was a little cruel and unnecessary. But anyway.
But fair.
I don't think so. I haven't been mean.
No, you haven't been mean at all.
I've said one mean thing.
Not one. You never say mean things.
I really don't.
No, you
not
don't.
Not to that's, you, I don't.
No, that's not your...
It's not my style.
It's not your jam.
No.
But you're a little edgy. That's fine.
Not at all, because of the things we've been discussing before recording
the
show.
We've been discussing live shows and meet and greets and live appearances, and it just makes Lauren very, very nervous.
So basically, James and Nicole wound me up for an entire hour
about
all the things I'm frightened of, and then asked me why I'm a little bit off. I mean, I don't know. It's like when they put one of the I'm a Celebs into like a pit full of spiders and snakes and rats to do a challenge, and then they come out and they're like, what's the matter? Was that not fun? And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm fine.
You're comparing a live show.
Yeah. To being buried alive with snakes, spiders and rats.
Yeah.
I'd almost rather.
Why?
Because, you know, it'll be over quickly. Just a 10-minute challenge.
Why is it? I don't understand why you'd be so scared.
I don't know. Should we just do a show?
Yeah.
We've been sitting in the studio. I can't even tell you for how long without recording.
Over an hour. Right, come on. Let's get professional.
Are you ready for...
Review of the Week.
We've got two reviews
of the
week.
We've got two.
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 And then, and both not from the UK. Both from quite exciting countries.
Yes.
Want to read them?
Yes. The subject is funny, uplifting, informative. I'm looking forward to every episode. The girls are trying totally different self-care related thing every week, from menstrual cups and meditation to things like goat yoga or vabbing. The show is funny, uplifting and informative, and the mental challenges are actually life-changing.
Whoa.
But the insect protein episode was just hilarious and it has brightened up my day. Keep up the good work. And that is from Anna, who lives in the Czech Republic.
Thank you, Anna.
Lovely.
Lovely review.
I can't even remember the insect protein episode. Was it funny?
I think so. What? James just told me off again for making him drink it because I didn't tell him it had insects in it.
Also, I came here on Thursday without you to the studio.
You did.
I did, because James
and I had a little bit of adultery going on there, but it's okay.
James and I had a secret meeting.
Yeah.
We didn't really.
No, I know.
And he was still going on about the insect protein then.
Have I mentally scarred him?
I think you have.
Oh,
and he
God.
Even told... There was a very, very high-profile guest here that I don't think I'm allowed to say, am I, James? No, I'm not. There was a very high-profile guest here that I came to chat to, and he even told her.
He told her?
He told her.
Oh, no, because now she won't come on the show because she'll think that I'll feed her bad things.
I did ask her if she would come on the show, and she said, I can't because I will not eat insects.
I would never make her eat insects, only James. Read us the other review.
It says incredibly useful. Oh. And it's from Natasha in Cape Town, South Africa.
Oh, I wish I was in Cape Town, South Africa.
I love Cape Town. She says, I love your show. It speaks to all the things I battle with and gives useful tips and advice on how to navigate life on a day-to-day basis. Is there a book out?
Oh, Natasha. Well, let's just say not at the moment.
We are working on it, though, aren't we?
Maybe we are.
We don't need to be mysterious about it. We are.
I'm being mysterious about it.
No, we are. We're working on it. It won't be for a while, but we are working on it.
It's very, very exciting.
You see, Lauren's not giving much away today. Let's just all blame her, period.
Nicole doesn't like it when I'm not, you know, like Sherry. She doesn't like it when I go a little bit inward.
Open.
For a week. Is that what it is?
Open.
I go a little bit into myself and then you don't feel like included in the gang of two.
I don't know how to reach you.
That's what it is. I go a little bit into my own like
because,
bubble.
You know, I turn up the same every week or every day. So
do
I'm
you? Do you? Oh, yeah. She doesn't fluctuate through the month at all. Never. And when she has PMT, I don't get a 10-minute full-on rant from the walk from her house down to the studio. That doesn't happen. I don't get the abusive text messages, not abusive to me, but generally just abuse that you're feeling.
Abuse?
I'd say, yeah, you feel, you know, I don't get any of that. You're just completely the same throughout the 28 days, aren't you?
I am a plateau.
Oh, a plateau, that's
anyway,
right.
So I don't know, I never know how to reach you. So it's very discombobulating.
Is it?
Not really.
No, it's
not really.
It's fine.
But I like winding you up about it.
Thank you. That helps a lot.
Should we get on with the show?
We've got some emails in.
I don't think we're going to get on with this show.
We are. Can I read you some emails?
Yeah.
They're about Fika.
Oh, you know, people have stopped
people
me.
People love Fika.
People have stopped me. Like, I can't get out my front door because people keep stopping me about Fika. No, seriously, a lot of my friends that listen to the show, it's all they want to talk about is Fika. Because I think it's the self-care practice that people really just naturally engage in.
Because it's easy. And yeah, it's
and
enjoyable.
And it's great.
Doesn't involve vaginas. Doesn't really cost you anything.
Doesn't make you out of breath.
No. Fika's been one of the best weeks, actually. Yeah. I loved Fika.
Yeah, I love Fika.
M. Redding also loved Fika. She said, there's an actual cafe in my town called Fika.
No.
So instead of choosing housework, I've chosen 30 minutes of Fika today. Thank you for the prompt.
Where does she live?
You're
does she
welcome.
Live in Sweden?
She didn't say.
Emma. Yeah, I assume it's Emma. M, sorry.
Where's the cafe?
Where do you live? Is it Sweden? Is it London? If it's London, we've got to go.
Yeah, we want to go and film at the cafe. Please, tell us where you live. Or don't tell us where you live. Just tell us where the cafe is.
You don't have to give us
your
postcode.
You know, we could probably Google it ourselves.
just yeah. Just I'll do saying. That now. You read out the other emails.
Katie Elizabeth says, Fika-ing? Fika'd? Question mark. Myself and the husband were off work and I asked him if he would like to Fika. He looked at me strangely as we were in town. But once I explained, he was game and off to the coffee shop we went to Fika. We Fika every Wednesday anyway, but I loved being able to use the word. Well, thank you, Katie Elizabeth. And it's good to know that you and your husband Fika every Wednesday.
Well, I hate to tell you
keeping
something.
Keeping it regular. Yeah. Where's Fika? Where's the cafe?
There's one in Richmond.
Nice.
There's one in Kingston upon Thames.
Yeah.
There's also one 9.6 miles away. I think that must be the Richmond one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are going very near Richmond, actually, next week. We could divert on our way back.
Where are we going next week?
We're going to Chiswick.
Oh, we are.
And it's very near Richmond. Okay, if we need a little Fika break after.
It says about us, welcome to Fika, a vibey brunch cafe run by us brother and sister duo. Like all siblings, oh right, Fika, inspired by the Swedish philosophy of enjoying the little things in life, is known for its great coffee, amazing and unique brunch dishes from our genius chefs, blah, 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 blah. They've got three sites.
Nice. Terry said, out on a park walk with my dog this afternoon, the sun, the colours. The first thing I thought of was your all walking episode and I took the time to take it all in and appreciate the autumn leaves. Thanks, ladies.
Lovely. This is lovely.
So nice.
And I like that there's been an old episode. Oh, because we released one of our snippets.
Yes, on all walking.
On all walking.
Yeah.
Listen, this is a very exciting week because this is our 300th episode. We're actually over 300 episodes now.
Yeah.
But it was the 300th episode sort of celebration.
Birthday.
Yeah.
That
was on Monday. So have you listened to it? Because we put some of our best bits in, some of our weirdest bits, some bits that you guys loved. And we hope you've listened to it and enjoyed it. Because let me tell you something, that was an absolute bastard to edit.
So what Nicole's really saying is, please enjoy the show because it it really took her a long, long time to piece all of those things together for your listening.
I still
pleasure.
Don't think it was perfect. I still think there were a bit, you know, it was a bit pitchy in points, so I apologise. But honestly, if you listen to it, know that a lot of love and a lot of time went into that, and I almost had a mental breakdown over it.
Can I just say, you even surprised me because you put in, I wasn't even expecting this, the little Claire Balding bit.
I found it.
You found it, and I was found listening it. To it on my or walk this morning, and it came in, and I thought, oh, she spent extra time putting that little clip.
Yeah,
in.
Did you like that?
I did. I did like it. Yeah.
So, did the episode sound all right?
It sounded great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It all sounded good to me.
Good, because a lot of time was spent, but you know what? It was worth it because I think it's a really lovely. I think it's a lovely piece of audio. I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, I think it was a good show. I mean, I shouldn't really say that about my own show.
Why not?
But I think it was a good show.
Why not? We're going to do a show on celebrating yourself in the new year.
Okay,
that's going to be
yes. Let's not do it when I've got my period.
I think we have to do it when you've got your period. That's going to be part of our self-love month in February.
I did say to my husband last night. I have to tell you the honest truth that at midnight. On the 28th day, I was just about to get into bed, went to the loo, came back to bed and said, oh my God, it's midnight, day 28. My period has just arrived. I just feel so like regular and fertile. And this is great. And you know, there's plenty of years for us to have another baby. And he looked at me like I was mad. Because obviously we're not having any more. We're far too old. But you know, it felt really good to feel like still so regular and fertile. And I loved it. There you go. Sharing. Oversharing?
Unnecessary even.
I just say he wasn't...
Nothing to do with what we were talking about.
He wasn't at all interested in it.
And also because he knows he ain't getting lucky tonight. He's just got your period.
That's for sure.
So he was suddenly switched off. Why are you both awake at midnight?
We're always both awake at midnight.
I'm never awake at midnight.
I just felt really like pleased with life that everything was so running like clockwork in my own body. I really liked it.
Good. I get that.
Know what I mean?
I totally get that. My body has also done me proud this weekend.
Yes, it fucking has. Yes, want to share?
Yeah, I do. I really do. Well, I did my race, didn't I?
You did your high rocks.
I did my high rocks.
In a record time.
No, it wasn't in a record time.
It was.
Well, it was because I'd never done it
It
before.
Was. No, it wasn't. Record no,
it wasn't.
Time.
It wasn't record time.
It was nearly as quick as the professionals.
No, it wasn't.
Oh my God, it wasn't far off. Come on.
No, it was my record because it was my first time. Like some people were doing it in an hour. Some people were doing it in like an hour 20.
And what did you do it in?
I did it in 1:38.
I mean,
it was very average. It's a very average time. But for me, I was delighted with it. I didn't think I would. I really wanted to get it in under 1:45.
Can I just say, it's not an average time for the amount of things you did. Because for a normal human being, it would take about, what, 3 hours?
Well, for a normal human being doesn't train.
Yeah.
Well, they wouldn't be able to do it.
Well, there you go.
Well, but no, but you're not going to go to this sort of thing if you don't train.
If I'd gone with you, would I still be there now trying to get around?
There's certain things you wouldn't have been able to do. You wouldn't have been able to pull the sled. You just wouldn't have.
It depends what was on the sled. What presents.
There was no cinnamon bun on there.
Forget it, I'm not
no
pulling
cinnamon
it.
Bun and no, like, who's the bloke you like, Justin Bieber? He wasn't sat on there either.
I'm not pulling him on a fucking sled.
You'll pull him anywhere. Do me a favour. Anyway, it was great. And the best part of it was my body felt really capable throughout the whole thing. And I just really wanted to enjoy it. And I did. And afterwards, I felt so proud of my body.
Good.
Like you do for getting your period at midnight on day 28. Yeah. I felt so proud of what my body can do. And the next day I woke up, I felt fine.
And went to the gym.
I went to the gym.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, went to the gym.
I mean, that's
I also,
just...
I needed to flush my body out a bit because I was concerned I'd seize up. So people that train understand that because I needed to get all the blood flow to my muscles. Otherwise, I think I would have been very tight today. So I did it more as a recovery than just, you know, because I'm mad.
That's just you all over, innit?
I loved it.
Very good.
Can't wait for the next one.
When is the next one?
April.
I've
you'll
got
be
to go through
today.
All this
yes.
again. Oh
yes.
My God, I can't. Yes. Okay, I can't.
I don't think I'll get myself into such a terrible state. I got myself into a terrible, terrible state.
You know, when you're terrible normally state. At such an even plateau.
When I'm always the same.
Always the same.
Always reachable, though.
Okay.
Aren't I always reachable?
Sometimes. Or I just choose not to reach you.
That's
the best
that's
one.
The best choice. Was when we were on the phone one day and I was going on because I had this phantom illness. All week that I basically had convinced myself that I was going to be ill and not be able to do it. And I was going on and on about it, wasn't I? But there was no cold coming out. There was no snotty nose. There was no there was no nothing. But yeah. I just felt awful. Apparently it's a thing. A lot of people had it. And then one point on the phone, you said, "For God's sake, you're not ill. Stop saying you're ill. Just drop it now." And I said, "I am ill. I'm not a hypochondriac." And then the phone went dead. And I think we either got cut off or you put the phone down. But I think we got cut off. And then when we picked the phone up, I thought, just don't bring it up again. But you were right, because I wasn't actually ill.
No, you weren't.
I was just really stressed.
Yeah. I knew that you were very stressed, but you didn't want to say that you were very stressed.
Because I didn't think I was very stressed.
I knew you were stressed. You know, just like how you knew.
That you were on.
That I was, yeah.
Yeah.
Should we talk about what have been some of our favourite epilogue shows?
Yeah.
I mean, we've done many. At the beginning, when we started the show, we didn't have an epilogue show. Do you remember? No. We just had a show and that was it.
Oh, nice.
Now she's ill. Now we're just blowing our snot on the show. Talk about oversharing.
That wasn't oversharing. You were oversharing. You didn't need to say it.
I didn't. We started with just one show. We didn't even have an epilogue show. Then we started them. When did we start them? 6 months in? Something like that?
I'll tell you when we started them.
When?
We got put on the Apple carousel randomly, and our numbers spiked. Mm. And it was the first time that our numbers had really shot up. Mm. And the production company we were with thought, they just thought they were onto a good thing. And they were like, right, how do you feel about doing a second show? So that must have been in the... it must have been about 5-6 months after, yeah. Mm. And that's when we started doing the epilogues.
And it's had a few different kind of...
segments.
Yeah.
It's changed over the years.
It's changed a bit.
Yeah.
There has been...
changed loads.
There has been a sort of running theme of things you shouldn't put in your vagina that we have reported on. There's been glitter bombs. Remember those?
I think there's many things you shouldn't put in your vagina.
There's been scented moisturising melts that gave you a fruity smelling and tasting vagina. Remember that? And of course, who can forget?
Cucumber cleanse.
Yes.
The cucumber. Yes. Don't stick a cucumber in your vagina.
No.
But to be honest, out of all of them, I'd be more likely to go for the cucumber than anything else.
Than the glitter bomb.
The glitter bomb.
I mean, think about your sheets. The glitter everywhere for like... you know, forever.
You are going to find glitter
everywhere.
Forevermore. And then my dog sleeps on my bed.
Oh, yeah, then she'd be covered in the nunny glitter.
And all the fur. So there'd be nunny glitter
over the house. This is not a runner.
It's just not good,
no,
is it?
No, no. But did you prefer the...
And then your kids are going to come in. They'll be like, why is there so much glitter all over the bed?
Oh, we were just having a special celebration.
Yeah. Of what?
Of marriage.
It's just not necessary.
No thanks.
Or do it at a hotel.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think it would make you itchy.
I don't want glitter in there. Okay, no glitter. But I did
really want anything in there apart from the obvious things.
Even that. I tell you what, though, I prefer the glitter bombs to the thought of the penis facial that
what
we reported
on. What was
the penis facial?
We did not report about penis facial.
Yes, we sure
did. Right,
can
we just give it a bit of context? We're talking
about... I'm not doing it.
Did everyone hear that?
James is refusing. He's having a Me Too moment.
He just stood up and said, "I'm not doing it." Don't worry, James. We weren't asking you to. No, we're not tricking you into the penis facial. We tricked you with the insects. The line stops there. I promise.
I promise I won't trick you into that. We're talking about the...
We brought a special guest in instead.
Oh my god. For context, we're talking about the wellness news flashes.
Yeah, so every week, if you don't happen to listen to the epilogues, A, why not? B, you need to, because they're really funny. And we talk about what's happening in the world of wellness. It was more to be like a news segment of a wellness news, but it got a bit silly at times. And I cannot believe that what was actually happening in the world of wellness was nunny glitter and penis facials. I mean, come on.
The penis facials, they were like A-list things. Summer Hyatt was doing them. Everyone was doing them. And it turned out that they were made from genetically modified foreskin of Korean babies. But no Korean babies' foreskins were used in the process. It was all made in a lab.
Genetically modified.
Like when they make meat, but it's not meat. It's made of God knows what it's made of, but it's never been made from an animal.
Total shit. Yeah. And e-numbers, yeah. I would imagine.
Anyway, we haven't done the penis facial. No one's offered us one yet.
I'm not having one.
I don't think
I don't
want
need
one
to
either.
Smear penis over my face. Not. I've smeared enough over my face.
Oh my God, I'm just not even entering into that conversation. How about cow cuddling?
Oh, I'm so pleased you brought that up because that is how we decided to do the tree hugging episode.
Cow cuddling.
It was on the back of that. That was a very early newsflash.
It was very. Yeah. I'd still cuddle a cow.
Would you? I wouldn't. They stink.
Oh, they're lovely animals.
They're not. They stink. But they stink.
Well,
they stink.
So do dogs sometimes.
My dog doesn't stink.
We cuddle them.
She doesn't stink.
When they're wet, they stink.
They do. But she doesn't live on a farm and she doesn't, you know, produce milk. I'm just not, no.
She doesn't produce milk.
What I'm differentiating
Miley.
Between her and a cow.
Imagine milking Miley. She's so tiny. There would be like maybe enough for a cappuccino.
Not even.
Not even that.
Not even. Oh, a macchiato, I think, is probably better.
That's funny. We did a few serious wellness news flashes. We have covered some slightly weightier topics.
Like what?
Sarah Everard.
Yes.
Freeing Britney Spears. Roe versus Wade.
Okay. Okay. Go us.
Okay. Okay.
Anything else?
Can't think
what about
of
the
anyone?
Woman, the girl that did the, she did the beauty pageant with no makeup on?
Yeah.
Not Miss World. Did she do, was it Miss
it
World?
It was Miss England, Miss UK. I think she
that
was.
That was quite good.
Yeah, that was cool. What about, do you remember the pinky gloves?
What was this?
They were the period gloves, obviously designed by men for women to use.
Oh, well, was this when you're putting your Tampax in?
Yeah.
Put on a glove.
Put on a glove. And also
it has disgusting.
And it has to be pink. The gloves were pink.
Did they actually sell anything? Did they?
I seriously hope that company went under because the whole thing made me quite cross.
It was a total insult. Mm. And men are like, oh, I know what women need because obviously I know everything about what a woman needs. Let me design something that she's never going to fucking use.
And let's make sure it's pink.
Yes.
Because girls like pink.
Girls only like pink.
That's it.
And we cannot deviate from pink.
No, we mustn't.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink. And although my laptop is pink.
Mine's
also
the
pink.
Yin yang of
yours is also pink.
Mine's also pink, it's true.
Okay, maybe we do like pink.
Now the other person who we have to, I think, give a nod to for our epilogue shows is the Gwynny.
Our whole show.
Basically.
Our whole show. What would we do without her?
She's a fucking endless source of content.
Can you imagine if we ever met her?
I think she'd be not so happy to meet us as we would be to meet her.
I think, look, we take the piss a lot, but underneath it all, we actually have huge admiration and respect for what she has built.
The woman's built an empire.
She's built an empire, and she's also paved the way for a lot of these very uncomfortable conversations to become much more mainstream and go her. She's the one that's done that. And everyone's jumping on the bandwagon on the back of it.
It's true. It's
and
true.
No one's done it in the same way that she has. Not even Kourtney Kardashian. Is it Kourtney or Khloe?
Kourtney. You know I don't keep up with the Kardashians, and it's not even called that anymore. It's just called The Kardashians now.
So no, but it's not on the show. But she set up the lifestyle brand Poosh.
Yes,
that's what I mean.
Yes, we've reported on that as well.
Yeah,
yes.
So look how proud you were.
I'm really proud.
Yeah,
these are some of the things that we've reported about Gwynny.
High-powered journalists.
Are you ready? Are you ready? One, when Gwynny ate bread during lockdown. Two, when
she said, "I remember." I listened. It was on the Smartless podcast, and I remember her saying, "Oh, I used to drink." Some sort of whiskey, but it was like a
quinoa. Really,
quinoa whiskey, can't believe quinoa whiskey. And then she would eat a piece of bread and she actually said, I mean, who does that?
I don't
do that, because I don't stick to one piece. I have about eight. Like, who does that?
Who eats bread?
Yeah.
You freaks.
In the evenings.
Anytime.
That was her kind of lockdown low point.
Fuck off. Two, when she was sued for an exploding candle. Three, when she spent 2 hours on a Wednesday morning doing her self-care routine.
That was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Four, when she made her husband breakfast and called it a feminist act.
Five, yes, that was also a couple of weeks ago.
Five, when she launched a candle with a Kardashian.
Have you listened back to all the epilogues?
Yes, I have. Six, when the NHS warned her against spreading misinformation about long COVID after she suggested fasting kombucha and kimchi and infrared saunas as a cure. She's really
I will
given
say
us a
about
lot.
The infrared sauna, though.
You did it, didn't you, the other night?
When I had my phantom illness, which I have now renamed Hyroxia, because the race was called Hyrox. And there is something called...
Hypoxia.
You were like...
I was really worried. She's like, I think I've got Hyroxia. And I'm like, what's Hyroxia? And I Google it and I read hypoxia. And it's like, very dangerous, can lead to death.
And thought, she writes back saying, that's very serious.
Very serious, you don't have that.
Very no, you serious. Didn't say you don't have that. You said that's very serious. And I said, that's hypoxia. This is hyroxia, as in the high
made
rocks.
Made up, as in made up.
Because there's something before the marathon called maranoia. I'm serious. I read about it. That people think they're ill before a big race.
What's the psychology behind that?
Must be stress and anxiety.
Okay.
And it's such a build up because it takes so much out of you before whatever.
You use the infrared sauna.
So I use
your phantom illness.
And it really helped.
And its phantom helped you.
It really did. It took all my aches and pains
away. It genuinely helped your pretend illness. That's so good to know for people who might want to spend close to £300. £400 on this
pounds.
Item.
No, it really... Listen.
Yeah.
If you have hyroxia, which I'll assume nobody does.
No, no one.
I suggest an infrared blanket.
Are you going to have hyroxia again in April?
Yes.
You do this fucking race again?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Are you dreading it?
Yeah.
Why?
Literally
was I
dreading
nightmare?
It? Yeah.
Tell me why I was a nightmare.
I don't want to talk about it now.
Why? Why?
It was just, it was a lot. It was a lot of focus. It was a lot of stress. I felt like I was going through it with you. I didn't even have to train.
Do you really?
I was very happy when it was over.
I'm sorry.
You were very stressed.
But also like completely denying that I was stressed.
Yeah.
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 It was when you screamed at me that I knew that I'd pushed my luck. You did. You proper screamed at me. I thought, I've really pushed my luck with her.
Oh, that was it. I come to the end of my tether.
Yeah.
Are we going to give them a break from Challenge of the Week as a celebration of our birthday episode?
You know what I was thinking? I think no.
Oh, no. Go and do the high rock. There's your Challenge of the Week.
Self-care club challenge of the week.
Your challenge for your 300th episode is to pick your favorite challenge of the week.
Oh, good one.
Thanks. And do it. Divulge in it, invest in it, enjoy it. Just allow yourself, give yourself permission to take on whatever challenge worked for you the most.
That is a good one.
Thanks. What would yours be? If you had to pick one practice that we've done over all the episodes and put in for your challenge of the week, what would it be?
I think it would be asking for help because I still need practice in it. I think I'd have to do that one again.
Well, what would you need help with this week?
Do you know what? I'm actually all right this week. It's a bit cool. I don't need any help.
I don't need any help.
Okay.
Need any help. What about next week? You have to pick something that you need help with. Come on, we're all listening.
I can't think of anything I need help with.
Exactly, that's the problem. There you go. You came to your own dead end. Oh, James is up. Oh no, he's gone.
God, what's
I thought
going
he was going
to
come.
I thought
in.
He was coming in here to have.
Oh, he is. He's cut. No, he's
what's
not.
Going on, James? Nothing. He's just going to make a phone call.
So you're
going
to ask for help, but you don't need any help.
What? Yeah, that's right.
Excellent.
What are you going to do?
I think. I am still struggling with guilt.
To any particular kind of guilt? Mum guilt? Day guilt? Gym guilt?
Food, gym guilt?
Food guilt?
What is gym guilt?
I don't know. I don't go to the gym.
The only gym guilt that could there possibly be is that you haven't been to the gym.
Well, that's not going to happen in your
I
case.
I don't have that guilt. Sometimes okay. I think I've been too much.
What guilt have you got?
I have guilt around... like sometimes when I haven't phoned people enough or I've forgotten something or I'm not around when someone wants me to be around, that kind of thing. I feel really guilty.
Okay. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm going to do the steps that we did in the show. Is it justified?
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
If it is justified, mm-hmm. then I can act on
fix
it and
it.
I can have a difficult conversation perhaps mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. I can talk myself around as to the steps I can take to relieve that guilt. If it's unjustified, you have to just, you know, say goodbye to it. Like
let
you do
it
with
go.
The worry.
Okay.
Let it go. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, Elsa, that sounds great. Should we take a little break and come back for our wellness newsflash?
Elsa.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
notion.com/self-care club.
Wellness News Flash.
Okay, now look. A new year is nearly upon us.
It won't be long.
Well,
it's like another month.
Yeah. But
Jesus.
I know. Scary, right?
Scary.
And we are going to have to come up with 2023 practices. So today's Wellness News Flash is 6 wellness retreat trends to try in 2023. Number one, resilience retreats. Oh, God, this sounds so sort of thing you would do. Stepping out of your comfort zone mentally and physically is big news. Think less lying by the pool with a pina colada, more running 6 miles a day up a mountain.
Oh, this sounds all right.
Since the pandemic, Run Wild Retreats has seen a rise in customers wanting holidays that push them mentally and physically, according to CEO Eleanor Fish, who offers 25 mindful running retreats a year, including a new one in Bhutan for 2023.
Where's Bhutan?
It sounds very far away.
Is it sunny?
I think so, yes.
We should go.
Cynthia Wong, founder of Cynthia Travels, runs adventurous yoga retreats around the world, such as the first Maldives island hopping yoga retreat aboard a boat, which includes stepping out of your comfort zone with activities like snorkeling with sharks.
Well, how is that yoga?
It's a yoga retreat, but then you do other activities as well, like snorkeling with sharks, getting eaten. That doesn't sound fun. Or how about the Spartan Spirit of Adventure program in Greece, designed to celebrate your inner resilience in the style of warrior ancestors?
Oh, I'd love to be a warrior.
Okay, it takes inspiration from the ancient city of Sparta, where it's based, meaning you'll be channeling your inner Spartan. This is less a fight to the death, more pushing your limits, running, cycling, rock climbing, and hiking to gain self-confidence, overcome challenges, and reconnect with yourself and nature.
You see,
sounds awful.
Well, the rock climbing, it's the height thing. Yeah. I don't like the height thing. I wouldn't, you know, if that's, I don't mind a physical challenge. I'm all up for the 6 miles up a mountain and whatever, because that's not dangerous. I can't do danger.
I don't feel like I'm going to gain any self-confidence. Cycling, I can't really ride a bike. Rock climbing, no. Running, can't do it. Makes me cry. So essentially, I'm not going to gain any
self-confidence. Yeah, but imagine if you did it, then you'd have so much self-confidence. Honestly,
don't make me go on the Spartan Spirit of Adventure.
I promise you, I'm not going to
retreat in euphoria.
I'm not going to make you do that.
Thank God.
And to be honest, if I was going to go, I mean, I love you, but you're not the person.
Go with your Hyroxia lady, not with
Hyrox. Hyroxia.
Yeah, that's the pretend illness.
That's the fans of illness that comes alongside it.
Please don't take me there.
I'm Hyroxia lady.
I'm more into this one. What about art yoga? Do you fancy that?
I don't know. Do I? What is it?
Want to connect to your inner child?
Not really.
Try a yoga and art retreat, which includes covering your body in paint whilst moving through your asanas.
No.
Founder.
So you're in paint, right? Yeah. And you're all like sticky and gross, and then you've got to do yoga. No. Mm-hmm. I hate being dirty.
Well, Aviv Hendler came up with the concept and says it feels amazing and sensual and encourages playfulness and connects to your second chakra.
What's your second chakra? Your throat?
Yeah, I don't know. And when you're not writhing around in paint, being your own masterpiece, you'll be on a spiritual journey of breathwork and meditation.
No,
not for you.
No, I don't like mucky. And to be honest, this is just another puppy yoga or goat yoga, and it's just another fad way of doing yoga. Don't you think?
They do wear a thong in the photo.
No.
It's just a woman in a thong covered in paint on the floor.
You want to do that? You want to stand in a thong? In a downward dog position in front of other people, because I certainly
don't. I don't want to be in the thong. I don't care about the paint. The paint bit's fine.
But you don't want to do it naked in your underwear, all exposed. Well, you're not going to be in clothes if you're all covered in paint, are you?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Mm. You're going to be naked doing some weird yoga positions with everything on display. You might as well be perineum sunning.
You're right. You're right.
But that's in front of an audience.
Yeah. I think maybe that's a no then.
And do I want to see other people in
bits
a thong?
And pieces?
No.
No. Especially not the blokes.
It's enough seeing mine.
Yeah. Okay. Let's pass on that one. Pass. How about this
Not
one?
That they're trying to get hold of us for us to be their guests.
How about Gaga in the desert?
Now this sounds
You're going to go Gaga for Gaga.
I love Gaga.
I do too. But this dance craze has nothing to do with Lady Gaga, but everything to do with health benefits, from strength building to stress relief. You dance your cares away.
Why is it called Gaga then?
Because you go Gaga. Because you go Gaga dancing, I think. Developed by Israeli choreographer Ohad Naharain as a movement language, it's about messing with your neurotransmitters by continuously moving in a different way to normal, like wiggling your shoulders out of beat whilst shaking your head and rotating your pelvis. Looks silly, but feels good physically and mentally.
Are you doing it to Gaga music?
God knows.
Well,
it's just dance, basically. It's just dancing.
Dancing? I mean, can you believe the way they market these things?
In the desert. Dancing in the desert.
I'd go to the desert. Dance.
To dance,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Okay, that one's a maybe. That one's a maybe. And then,
are we doing this in 2023? Then,
what about plant medicine?
What about it?
Well, you know,
a lot of medicines now are plant based.
Yeah.
So I don't think that is a whole new age thing. It's just they put these statements out there as if it's something new and fresh, like Gaga in the desert. You're just dancing, right?
Yeah.
Art yoga. It's just yoga. Smothered in paint. That's just not fun. You've got to have a fucking shower after.
We could
Who
come
needs
up
that?
With loads of those, couldn't we? Plant medicine is basically, it's taking psilocybin, you know. It's all a little bit of microdosing.
It's microdosing.
Everyone keeps asking me about
everyone,
this.
Everyone.
And then the last one, I'm not doing this, even before I read it, emotional detox.
Sounds absolutely fantastic.
Sounds hideous.
Forget digital detoxing. 2023 is all about emotional detoxing, according to Stella Fiotti, who knows a thing or two about retreat trends as founder of Wellbeing Escapes. Ooh, she sounds like an interesting person to get in touch with. She told Muddy, which I think is where this
yes, it's the publication.
Came from, I've seen many clients post-pandemic who are on the edge. Yes, Lauren is on the edge today. Did we mention that?
I've been pushed to the edge, can I just say? I was very happily sitting in the middle of a field, minding my own fucking business, but I was then pushed right to the edge. By James and Nicole.
When we started talking about a lovely live show happening in March. Anyway. People are realising our keep calm and carry on culture is harmful. It's not good to bury our emotions. So where does she recommend emotionally detoxing? One of her tips is Shanti Som in Spain, which offers great retreats for releasing and recharging, such as the Body and Soul Retreat, where you're encouraged to express your fears and concerns and discover how to regain control over your mind and soul.
I mean, literally, while the stick pins in my eyes.
I mean, you can't even figure out what you need help with.
There's no
let alone,
fucking way.
Let alone sitting there to a group of strangers telling everyone what your fears are.
I would just tell them it's none of your business. Then
you
I'd
would
leave.
Say I don't have any.
Then I'd leave the circle.
Come on, what do you need help with?
Oh my God.
I want
I
you to...
Don't.
One thing.
I don't.
One thing. Name one thing. You have to come up with something.
I genuinely am like fine this week.
See. Really? You'll be say that every single week.
I don't need any help.
You see the block though.
I'm not going to Spain to the Body and Soul. Okay. Block or no block.
Right, what have we got coming up on next week's show?
Breath work.
Nice.
Breathing.
Looking forward to it?
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be... We've been wanting to do this for a long time.
Why have we not done this before? I don't really know. I haven't found the right practitioner, but now we have.
She's fabulous.
She's great.
You'll really want to tune in for this, so make sure you do. We'll be back on Monday with our breathwork show. Have a lovely weekend, and we'll speak to you then.
Bye-bye.